over you, like, do, like, the,
A knee slapper?
No, like, with a... ham boning. It's like John Hamm's always ham boning.
John Hambone?
John Hambone. He's always just
sleep. Well, that's a knee slapper, right, John Hamm? Like, hey,
hey, it hey. Is for me.
All right.
Sorry, I'm John Hamm.
John
Hambone. And my ham is my John.
His long hair.
Right, his long hair.
Okay, I finally saw Venom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you like the Eminem song at the end? Venom,
Venom. Yeah, Eminem does,
so you saw CJ.
And Eminem does, like, the...
Oh, yeah?
He does, like, the theme song for it, and it's just, it's actually not a bad song, but most of it, like, the chorus is all just Venom,
Venom. It literally starts like that. It's like,
It starts like a car starting?
Yeah.
But he's just like, he's just like Venom, like, a lot.
Yeah.
But it's actually a good song.
Agree to disagree.
Okay, Eminem spits hot fire.
They went
it's
a little fucking crazy. Did you watch the Jimmy Kimmel Live
thing?
They did a Jimmy Kimmel event where he performed that song.
Okay.
But they fucking...
Oh, at the Empire State Building.
Yeah, they fucking...
Really?
Dude, he walked to the Empire State Building filming it, like, recording it, and they had this whole fucking light show going on the building with, like, helicopters flying around it. And I was like, it's a little much. Like, you just recorded... It's just a song.
It's a song for a movie.
Yeah, but I'm like, you like took over the Empire State Building for it. I'm like, you guys could have just done it in the fucking set studio.
It's
like,
it's not the Godzilla soundtrack.
Right? Yeah, right? Yeah, right.
It's not like Jimmy Page.
Yeah,
is
it's
up
not
there.
Tron.
Yeah. It's not like Jimmy Page is behind P. Diddy, shredding some tasty licks.
Yeah,
it's like,
Mission Impossible. We take the what is it called? The LA building.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, hey! Okay,
I figured, because you have that signature, like, I'm going to close this and set it, so I was like, oh, we're on, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, podcast engaged.
Well, in that case, turn on the nerves.
All right. Let's get sweaty about it.
I'm already sweaty.
Yeah.
Like,
it's warm here.
It's going to be hot in here. Why
didn't know he went up, he went up to the Empire State.
Oh, yeah, they started off on, like, I don't know, mid-level, I guess. And he, like...
What mid-level? It's like
can we
a gazillion...
No, he starts off like he starts off like playing like in like one of the mid levels of the building.
Yeah.
And then
so it's
like
a one take though?
Yeah, it's like a one take. It's like a constant thing. There's a guy following, he gets in the elevator, walks upstairs, like
so Darren Aronofsky directed it.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. They have this one like weird little awkward moment because Jimmy Kimmel has that he kind of pulls that Chelsea Handler thing with his little Mexican assistant.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
No, that's his cousin though. Or he's related to him somehow.
Okay, well yeah they have this part where him and Eminem
very
the other part where him and
if I say it and I get it wrong, I sound
weird. Well, yeah, it's still no, it's still racist, whatever it is, but it's there.
There's this part where Eminem ends up in the elevator with him, and it's just like awkward.
Mm.
And he's like, Eminem's like, "Have you ever been here before?" And he's like, "Nope, first time." It's like, "Oh, you should try out that exhibit over on Fifth Street," and it's just like really fucking random. And at the end, they go to say bye, and they're like doing like the high five like fist thing, and the guy just hugs him.
Okay,
and he's like, "All right, later, dude."
For some reason, when you said that, my mind went to an exhibit with an X like the
exactly.
I'm glad you
like,
someone
you
said
should
it.
Try out exhibit. Like,
yeah.
Oh, is my ride getting picked?
I heard you like Venom, so we put Venom in your Venom, so you can Venom while you're in your
Venom. While you're Venom.
If you like Eminem, you'll love exhibits.
You'll love what I did to your car. Your car's gonna be black and white, and Tom Hardy's driving.
Right?
Yeah,
I'm not opposed to that, but
It was. My review of Venom was like, it was good enough.
It was good enough for a first movie.
That's like the worst review.
No, but
it
like
wasn't
ever.
As bad as everyone says it is.
No,
like
it wasn't.
33%
like,
on Rotten Tomatoes.
Tom Hardy did fine. Like. It wasn't a bad movie. Like, I wasn't stoked on the villain Riot. Like, that was kind of... I feel like they kind of, like, pulled that out of their ass. And they only introduced Carnage at the very end. Sorry, like, if... Spoilers.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
But
it's all... I haven't seen it.
Well, dude, it's okay. Woody Harrelson's on the fucking castle, so you know he's gonna be somebody.
You just spoiled that, too, Cody.
Okay, sorry. Go on IMDb and fucking look it up.
I haven't.
Okay,
he's been real good about it.
I spent a lot of time on IMDb. But, no, it was a really cool little Easter egg at the end, but it's like, I would have rather had that the whole time, but that's just me being selfish, because, like, I know that doesn't make any sense to just throw Carnage in it from the fucking get-go.
Yeah.
Because he's... Carnage is born from Venom.
Right.
So, like, you have to set that up. I get it. But no, like, it was bad. I enjoyed it. Like,
yeah, it wasn't bad.
Well, I'm glad you guys had a good time.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't spoil
it. I still really want to see Predator.
I'm glad you guys had a lot of fun.
I wanted to see The Predator.
The Predator?
The
Predator. Which I heard was just bad, and everyone else said it was bad.
Predator. It's I heard it wasn't great, but, I mean, I'm not going to kid myself. Like, obviously, I'm going to fucking see it.
Predator, at some point.
Yeah.
And not pay for it.
I heard Chris Hansen's in that movie, The Predator.
Oh! He's out there just fucking catching people.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to jail. I got you.
To catch the Predator.
I just picture, what is that? A six-pack of Zima? You're going to jail.
I just picture Chris Hansen in a mesh suit with fucking weapons.
You're one ugly motherfucker.
Like, at the end, he just shows up.
No, it wouldn't be ugly. He's like, you're one sick motherfucker.
You're one sick motherfucker.
So why'd you take your clothes off?
Yeah. That's what the fish
Get to the news van.
Yeah.
Get to the news van. Wow.
Oh, God.
Fun.
All right,
let's get into it.
Speaking of the Illuminati.
Yeah, let's do it.
And other things that no one knows about.
Intro, AJ, let's do it, man.
So, yeah, I was thinking that today we could talk about... Last episode we talked about mind control, so it got my mind rolling.
And a little bit of time travel.
Yeah, a little bit of time travel,
yeah.
Which was cool.
Who doesn't like that? I love it.
So we're going to... Today I was thinking we could talk about... A little thing called MK Ultra.
Oh, classic.
Yeah. See, I knew Cody would know. I knew Cody would know exactly what
classic.
It was.
Unreal. Unreal.
Yeah. You don't know what MK Ultra
Unreal
is?
Unreal, you think it's classic, but this is the first time
I've
ever heard
about it. MK Ultra, like, obviously, I'm going to learn a lot. I don't know a lot about it, but this is the classic, like, Cold War era mind control, like, conspiracy. Like...
Have you seen Red?
Oh, I'm a baby bird right now. Feed me, buddy.
Yeah.
Feed me.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I was... a lot of things have been happening lately that a lot of people have been talking about MKUltra because of that. And, like, one of the biggest things was obviously recently Kanye West with Donald Trump. Like, that whole interaction that he had recently.
Know nothing about that.
Nothing. Oh, okay. Well,
if I offend anybody. I fucking hate Kanye.
It was just a big deal because that was, like, two worlds, like, clashing together.
Well, the entire American, like, the entire, like, what, public hates Kanye right now, so it's fine.
Well, I mean,
everybody hates Kanye. He's an easy target.
Both.
Like, yeah.
I hated him before it was cool.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Just kidding.
Those glasses.
No, I'm also, you know, admittedly a little out of touch with current affairs. I just don't follow because I just think it's all garbage all the time.
Current affairs are boring.
So we
can easily gloss over, but what made me think about MKUltra was this circumstance.
Yeah.
So the history of MKUltra starts pretty far back, but where it's really poignant is the theory... The theory, but it's also backed up by a lot of facts and a lot of things that could be hearsay and coincidental, but if you want to be a skeptic. But one of the things that it started from was back in World War II, the Nazis were doing a lot of experiments to want to keep people like programmed as spies in situations and such. Mm-hmm. And they actually found like old documents of like ancient Egypt where they were certain levels of pain could induce mind control. So, of course, the Nazis love that shit.
Well, yeah.
Right.
So, so what they did is they tried to expand on that with greater technology. And even CJ, when I told him about it, we were talking about it on the way up, that they invented the radio and all that things like that.
Who, the Egyptians?
No, sorry. The Nazis.
The radio.
No, the Nazis invented, like, well, the Germans invented the radio for propaganda purposes.
Yes.
We all know that.
Yeah.
So it's like certain things we get from them. So which leads to the next thing is that... So the Nazis were doing a lot of mind control experiments, and some were working and some weren't. To the extent of that, it's not really open to the public. Mm. So with that being said, Truman even initiated this thing, and it was called Project Paperclip, which came afterwards. And that was when we took a lot of... We took a lot of Nazi... scientists, and we use it for a lot of things. Mm. Hence is why a lot of people believe as well, which we're going to talk about later, is the moon landing was a real thing because they did have a lot of advancements in technology and like ideas because they pretty much tested on human beings maliciously, unfortunately.
No, but I mean, at the end of the day, like they got really far because they were like, fuck standard trial procedures were just
testing
on people.
Yeah, they're just, like, they would test it
and
on
and they figure shit out.
The Holocaust people and stuff like that.
Fuck bunnies.
Yeah. So
there's a shortage of bunnies in Germany, so they're like people.
Yeah. Next step, people. Fuck frogs, they're fine. Yeah. We got enough of them.
Napoleon killed all the rabbits.
I've never heard of a German bunny in my entire life.
Well, I mean, if you got
that bunny's got blonde hair and blue eyes.
I don't know if you guys know about the Napoleon rabbit hunt.
What?
The Great Napoleon Rabbit Hunt?
You're losing us.
Okay, that'll be a whole other story, but basically, that's why there's
No, that'll be this story right now.
There's a reason there's not a lot of bunnies in Germany for testing, because in most of Europe, Napoleon killed them all.
Why?
There was a...
Because they were taller than he was?
Yes. No, there was an event... Okay, real quick, a little history story, and I'm going to jump around a lot, but there was an event, I think it was his birthday or something, and he wanted to go rabbit hunting. And so he put some guy in charge of, like, I need, you know, give me rabbits for this hunt. Mm-hmm. This guy, looking to save some money, like, for the Napoleonic Empire, at this point, like, Napoleon had conquered a lot of it, of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
He ordered, like 100-something rabbits, but they were, like, a domestic breed, not, like, one for hunting. They weren't, like, hares or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So they were, like, these domestic rabbits.
Oh, just, like,
so, yeah, they were really calm and not afraid of people, and... So they unleashed them into this forest a couple days ahead of time.
Was it Newfoundland rabbits? It's a popular breed.
Something
like
that. Yeah. Before they had them, not a few days, but like they got them in advance, they bred a lot, and then when they released them, they're like, well, this is way more rabbits than we thought we had.
Whoops.
And they didn't give a shit about anything, so Napoleon was like, all right, release them so we can hunt them, and they just fucking came out and were like, what do you want us to do?
Yeah.
And they actually attacked Napoleon and his men, like, because they thought they had food.
Whoa, that's a Monty Python skit, right?
It's very much like the rabbits.
Yeah, so much.
Look at the bones. But you know, they attacked them because they thought they had food, because they associated people with food.
Right, right.
They didn't care that they were threats. So Napoleon his men just wiped them out. But it ended up actually retreating because there were too many.
Wow.
So they killed all the rabbits. So it's a weird little thing in history where Napoleon was beaten by bunnies.
So another lost one, another white flag for France. Sorry about that.
Sorry to throw you under the bus, France. But
yeah.
They won the most wars, but also lost the most wars.
Could be rabbits. The most I mean, just snap their necks.
Yeah.
But
that's an interesting little fact. That's
it's a little fun history lesson. But digressing quite a bit. So
no, yeah.
Oh, no, it's fine. Yeah, no, that was very interesting. I like that. Yeah, that was cool. No, but like. I'm trying to get to the finish line. That's what this is about. This is about human testing. So, like, I'll try to go as fast as I can and explain it. But, like, pretty much what it is, like, we took a lot of scientists and they helped us a lot in one aspect.
Yes.
And then on the other side of it, came out of it was MK Ultra, which was experiments that were used for spy purposes as well, too. But it was weaponized by the U.S. government and it was approved and everything like that. And that's where I believe we talked in the last episode about, like, using LSD and...
I did not talk about that.
Oh, well, like, mind controlled by using LSD.
Yeah. That's a big thing with MK Ultra.
Well, it's a big World War II thing, like, you know.
Yeah, like, and during LSD, the Cold War as well, too. And that's where it leads to. It does lead from all the... these experiments were happening at around 19... It started, I think Project Paperclip was 1942 or 1944. Something like that.
It was in the height of the Truman era.
Yeah. And then 1955 was when MK Ultra officially started, but it wasn't exposed until 1977.
Yes.
That they were doing these types of things, because a lawsuit came out where an MK Ultra survivor came out and spoke about the experiments. In that experiment, what she was talking about was like that it wasn't like a hypnosis with
a pendulum.
It was to the extent of torture. It was to the extent of torture.
Yes.
What's so crazy, and what is like where we're gonna meet with Kanye soon enough.
Okay.
Which makes it this very interesting, I will tell you. What it is that if we ever go, and if you guys want to pull up pictures as I explain these types of things, but during MK Ultra, there's a lot of signs of people that have been affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
But
so far, all I have is Cardi B.
What?
Cardi B is one of the people. So what happened was is that years and years go by, the lawsuits happen, and where we're going on the conspiracy theory is that the Illuminati has utilized MK Ultra to control not only celebrities mm-hmm. but political figures as well too.
So, okay. So all levels of society.
Can yes. I just put it like a little pin right where we are? And we've heard a lot about torture so far. And torture can you know, cause a person to say a lot of different things right. in a lot of different ways. Like exactly. if you're beaten to a point of, you know, non-compliance, you'll say, "Oh, at one point you'll comply."
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between MK Ultra and just beating somebody into submission? Like,
so with MK Ultra, what they would do is what I was trying to get in a, like a weird elaborate way, okay, but pretty much
we're
what
taking the roundabout.
Yeah, yeah, like I'm trying to be really artistic about it, but I also don't know how to do that.
I'm not an artist.
So where it comes into play of where people start believing torturous things and what they entail is that one of the things that MK Ultra that has been theorized is that they use people that are either within like societal type of ranking, like hierarchy, mm-hmm. that you're high up. So if you're like a senator's daughter, you would want to mate with like some government officials,
sure,
kind of thing. Yeah. And then you'd have a child, and then this child would go into the MK Ultra program.
Oh.
So that's how they would be selected. It's always at very young like times of birth.
So they're looking for prime stock.
Yeah.
In a sense.
So either... Well,
but, like, you know, cultures have done that for, like, a long time.
Yeah,
like,
but I think that's
how, like, any fucking, like, you know, prince and princess program or... Sorry, I whacked Cody's knee real quick.
Hey!
Sorry.
You're awake?
You paying attention?
Trying.
No, that's how, like, any, like, prince and princess or, like, you know, heir and heiress has gotten their throne. It's because they're bred into the program.
What happens
breeding the program aspect is where the torturous things come into play.
Right.
It's definitely a left turn to have that selective breeding for the sake of mind torture.
And there's, yeah, and but there's reasoning behind these things.
Yeah, because your initial thought when you hear this thing, you would take the weak and vulnerable lower class, but
right.
they're taking people bred
like prominent figures.
Prominent people.
And there's a lot to it, like to the extent of different people at younger ages, depending on their exposure to societal or like domestic type of situations, they will be treated differently. So royalty and things like that would be treated in what was called, the love purge. So it's a year full of like great love, like towards the child. It's 1 year. And then there is another year called the neglect phase, I believe. And that is where they lock them like literally in a cage pretty much for another full year and don't give them any attention treat them horribly.
There's this thing about that. It's called fatal attraction. Fatal attraction is 90% hate, 10% love. So if you want to make somebody like completely fall for you, like, you know, completely, you show them 90% hate and 10% love.
Yeah.
And that's
almost like at the same time they invented the Stockholm syndrome.
Essentially, but what happens
similar.
Is what it's going to lead to is that and then they would show up like say like I would do this to my child horribly. I'd hate to say that. But like I would go they like not say a word to them and show up randomly. Like they haven't seen me for maybe months up to almost a year or something like that. A long time, essentially. And then I would show up and they would go, their brain would initially, like, I've been through so much pain and anguish. Seeing you makes me so happy. I'm free.
That's very Stockholm
And then I go,
syndrome.
Fuck you. And I like treat them like shit. And they're like, they describe it as a tree stump. Or like when you're trying to chop wood. You're the first chop at it is always the hardest one. But once it cracks, the rest of it cracks. And they describe that as the brain. So when that happens, they get to take pieces of the brain and then manipulate them. And then that's what creates like multiple personalities.
Jesus.
And like all this crazy stuff.
Just a spiderweb effect.
Or
the
easiest way to do it where they make like little foot soldiers apparently is that if they take a child from like a domestically abused family, they'll kidnap them and then turn them into what we assume now are celebrities.
Is this why Britney Spears shaved her head?
This is exactly why people think Britney Spears shaved her head.
One of the signs
of MK Ultra when they start diffusing, which is like, oh, fuck, I forgot the certain age group. There's a certain age where it's like 23 to 27, they start to defect.
Right.
Because they're unstable.
Okay.
So there is...
So they've been so fucked up at that point that they can't be controlled.
Yeah. So a lot of people think that, and there's crazy videos. So what happened, like, if you want to talk about where we don't have to pull up a video and you guys can see it, we can talk about those later.
Yeah, we messed up. We were supposed to bring a computer in for this, but...
But, I mean, you can pull it up on your phone if
well, CJ my phone's a computer.
Yeah, so, I mean, but right now...
What we live in 2018.
We're most of, hopefully, our listeners, and us at least, are familiar with what happened with Britney Spears.
Yes, yeah.
A lot of people, if there's literally a video where you can, they think that that's the moment that Britney Spears defected.
You know what's crazy? Is like, I haven't heard any of this. Like, I've never even heard of MK Ultra. By the way, that etymology seems completely unbiased to me. Like, it seems like the MK Ultra comes from something that's like somebody made up.
It's a good periphery.
Just the nomenclature seems.
It came from the German phrase, and I forgot what it was. But then it turned in 1977 when they got sued. They had to change the name, and they turned it into the Monarch Theory or the Monarch Experience. Okay, okay.
Yes. Okay.
And that is...
Yeah, find a different, like, cooler
But the MK Ultra, yes, like you said, it's the first thing that the Germans did, but then they changed it.
They changed it because they had
to change it for copyright issues for a program that doesn't exist.
It's like MK Powerful. It's probably like MJ Powerful, and they turned it to MK Ultra. There's like...
Well, MJ Powerful, that's a Michael Jackson album, right?
Oh, right, yeah. They didn't want to copy that.
Oh, it was...
The Germans didn't give a fuck at the time.
It went Powerful, then Thriller, then that one he did with his sister.
Yeah. See, in that order.
I've always thought that, like, the celebrities and the social elite were part of this, like, weird conspiracy of themselves. Like, not the Illuminati, but something like this. But I just thought it was, like, they were all in this, like, inner circle that they just, like, fucked.
It's just
something weird. They just did weird shit. Everyone was, like, sucking each other. But, like, now
they're sucking each other?
Yeah.
But there's, like, part of that.
But so now it's, like, their old mind control.
Well, I haven't heard anything about this until now. And my mind went straight to Britney Spears shaving her fucking head.
I'm just surprised that you've never heard of MKUltra.
I never heard of it.
So Britney Spears is a really good example of that. Yeah. So how people explain it is that Britney Spears, when she was going through her kind of phase, she wore a pink wig and spoke with a British accent every once in a while.
Oh, it's
and
like Nicki Minaj. Like Madonna,
exactly.
Too.
And Nicki Minaj is one of the people that a lot of people...
Madonna as well. She spoke with a British accent after a while. But was that the Guy Ritchie?
She was married to a Brit, though.
Yeah.
Was it Guy Ritchie?
It was Guy Ritchie.
She was Guy Ritchie.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, but a lot of people think that Britney Spears didn't have multi-personalities. That was... they have, like you said, the, like, sex cult thing.
Yeah.
That is called... There is a name for that as well, too.
Eyes Wide Shut.
And that is another one that is also supposed to be...
That was a joke.
Wait, what did you say? That's supposed to be a symbolism of what...
What did you say?
I'm about to get to.
Eyes Wide Shut. The movie with Tom Cruise.
Eyes Wide Shut is actually like...
Nicole Kidman, too.
Somebody spoke about a party like that actually happened with, like, the...
Get out.
And Little Brown. Like, that's part of... Yeah, I watched
this. You have to think that something's going on because, like, there's no explanation, right, like, in the social elite of, like, celebrities of, like... How Drake can get away with dating a fucking 18-year-old.
Oh my god, can we not get into this?
We're not gonna get into Drake. We're gonna go on.
I'm just saying, like, they're all just fucking.
Oh my god. Okay, so here's what I want to think.
He's known her for 2 years,
how far away am I throwing stones from Britney Spears, from Illuminati? Like, how close am I throwing stones to, like, Skull and Bones, like, to Harvard, like, to Illuminati, to, like, the secret underground, like, conspiracy theory fucking, like,
this is like the groups, this, like, is like the root of, like, all of it.
It just depends on what you crazy. Believe, like, so, so I'm throwing stones, like, I'm throwing stones in the same pond, basically. I'm getting it close.
You're throwing it straight down and it's skipping on top of the heads of all these things
of all these
that's in
of
this
all
pond.
These crazy celebrities.
Yeah,
because I would say, like,
but
it goes,
it's all one same pond. You're correct.
It's all Britney Spears.
Yeah,
Nicole Kidman.
But I would say, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, it depends on what you believe of the Illuminati. Skull and Bones is obviously real because it's a real group at Harvard. But you could go into what connections the Freemasons have and stuff like that.
Right.
It's all the same pond, like AJ said.
Yeah.
But I would say the MK Ultra part of it is at the bottom, and that shit is higher. Or I guess reverse it. Mm-hmm. The MK Ultra thing is the surface. Everything else is much deeper.
Yeah,
see,
but
it's so hard to believe because, like, the people that are behind, like, the Illuminati, like, the people that are apparently behind the Illuminati are, like, to me, the dumbest people I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Like, Bush. Right?
He's
dumb. Bush did 9/11. Bush couldn't open a door.
Yeah.
Bush couldn't open a door,
he
right?
He bought a shoe.
And this is, like, one of, like, the things that I have, like, a really hard time believing with these things is, like, I don't believe that the people in power are smart enough to pull these kind of stunts off.
No, the people in power
because
are
they
puppets.
Can't, but because they can't pull their own stunts off.
They're puppets. That's the whole point, is these people in power are puppets. There's a behind
this
the
curtain, greater power behind
the greater power. Just play Assassin's
Creed. MK Ultra is like the weapon that utilizes all these things that you might theorize. Like MK Ultra can explain any conspiracy theory and any explanation you have. The George Bush thing that you just made right now.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying about Britney Spears is that they're called what you were talking about. They're called. There's a name for it. It's called their personality. That's Sex Kitten. What they're called.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, and
wait,
so
kitten, like with a T or with a D?
Like this lady.
Kitten. Oh, with like this.
Yeah.
Like
it's a code word. It's a code word
for the podcast.
Oh, by the way,
my cat Asana is in here the entire time. She is the leader of the Sex Kittens.
Yes.
Is that a little meow?
Yeah. She
wakes up once in a while.
We'll get her on here.
Yeah.
There it is. Hopefully that picked up.
Welcome to the internet. All right, AJ. I think we're at the point. Drop a bomb.
So. Well, my
we're not there
like,
yet. Okay,
yeah,
jumping the gun.
No, but like, what we're gonna get at is like, so anything you can explain is that with MK Ultra, they have almost perfected the point of being able to control somebody where one person can have multiple personalities.
Yes,
and it's crazy because I also thought about it this way too. So like I said, there's sex kittens. Mm. Sex kittens are also known mostly being porn stars.
Okay.
Like that's apparently where they're supposed to come from.
Mm-hmm.
Is that these people go into this trance where they turn into a person mm-hmm.
that
only
wants
to have
people.
Wants to have sex.
Just,
and then they
so
and then they trans
right now for some reason too.
Which I was thinking about, I watched an interview super recently with Stormy Daniels talking about Trump and like
oh, yeah.
and she talked about her experience and she literally says they ask her, they go, I think it's on Jimmy Kimmel. And he's asking her like about this, what does his penis look like? He has like little funny orange mushrooms looking things, and she says like this and this, and then we had sex, and he goes, "Why'd you have sex with him?" And she goes, "I don't know." And no one's talked about this yet.
Gross.
But when I was watching this thing,
all right,
when I'm looking up MK Ultra, I'm watching documentaries on MK Ultra, and I immediately think of that conversation because when I first heard it, I thought that was really weird. I was like,
at that time too,
Stormy Daniels wasn't that old.
She was
her prime.
We did this, and then yada yada yada.
It was like in the porn like thing, she was very high up there as like a celebrity, and
nobody had heard of her until this.
Well, nobody's ever heard of her until this.
What do you mean?
Like, she's not like Mia Khalifa. She's not like a famous porn star.
Oh,
like,
Mia Khalifa went and did sports stuff now, so that's why.
Oh, is that why
they
do her?
New videos?
Yeah. Well,
she's amazing. Let her do whatever she wants.
I mean, I think people with this guy's like, we watch porn.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this girl.
I've never heard of Stormy Daniels. Yeah. Yeah.
AJ's dived deeper than we have.
Yeah, I have a long history of pornography, I guess.
My library.
I try. Let's go.
I keep him back to the Nixon era. Yeah. Debbie does Dallas. Debbie does me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So anyway, so there is that. But so with that being said, like Britney Spears is a good example. Like
yes.
A lot of people think that the British Britney Spears was the sex one.
Okay.
That's her sex kitten personality. So with George Bush, that could be a personality that they were playing off. So MK Ultra can control
of the dummy puppet.
Yeah, of the dummy puppet, and then they can go, now you want a new
one. This is like already so convoluted. It's like there's so many different stems.
So if you guys want to.
So where do we go from here?
So where you guys, if you guys want to, there's a certain point, like I said. So what happens is people get tortured so much that there is a breaking point.
Okay.
There is video evidence, and where my theory is heading towards is like celebrities and things like that.
Yeah.
So anywhere
it's
on YouTube.
Example.
Yeah, anywhere on YouTube, you can look it up. So, look up, the best one is you can look up Cardi B.
Cardi B.
So, because we all know Britney Spears, but there is an interview with Britney Spears. If we want to stay on subject, we can look up the interview with Britney Spears.
No, I think let's get away from Britney, because I think there's way better examples, and the most recent ones are
like
Cardi B and Nicki Minaj.
I love Cardi B, too.
Like Nicki Minaj in the beginning of her career was very much like,
so there is
a
there's a Cardi B, MK Ultra, like, glitch.
That's what it
is. Is this the one?
Okay.
That's
exactly. So we're going to play this.
All right.
So
we're
this
play
is very
this
quick.
Watch it together.
Right, if you guys are listening, look up the video. What
it's
is it called?
17 seconds. It's Cardi B MK Ultra glitch.
So watch Cardi B. All
right.
And
we're
then
play
I'll
it right
out,
now.
And I'll point out something else. Look at the girl in the background. Not her. Look at this girl.
What is she doing?
Watch it again.
Okay, can we replay? Because like it's a there's a girl in the background with a headphone that dips away.
Yeah, that's,
she's like
that's
she's like
not,
talking
that's
to her collar.
Look at this. Like there, see this
her.
Girl. See this girl in the white dress.
Oh, in the
watch
white dress.
Watch
how we, that's
watch
how
her grab her collar.
So this brings me to my next subject of talking to her, or talking about who that person is.
All right.
So okay. Watch it again. So, now watch the girl in the white dress next to the girl in the red.
We're watching the white dress right here. All right.
So that brings me to my next subject.
Okay.
That is called a handler.
Yes.
So a handler is someone who can feed her lines, and we'll get to the next video. We'll get to the next video.
Yeah. I feel uncomfortable. No, I mean, there's a... In any kind of situation when it comes to, you know, sex trafficking, there's always a handler.
Yeah.
Like, it's the person behind the scenes in charge that you don't see. You're not supposed to see.
Yeah. So... They're called handlers, and they can say things to trigger them to do different things. Now...
She froze.
She completely froze.
She was mid-sentence, and just
stopped. You can tell. And she said she was feeling weird, she was feeling shaky.
Yeah.
And she immediately, her brain, like, shuts off.
Hmm.
And then that girl in the background is saying something...
Yeah, she's, like, doing the whole, like, covert...
But she's just in a dress. She's not a person.
Yeah, but she's being interviewed by somebody,
though. No, I think she's just standing there with
that.
She's
just standing there.
But she was clearly being interviewed by somebody. There was another woman talking to her.
Well, I think that depends. It wasn't supposed to look like an interview. Because she does the whole covert CIA, like, speaking to the caller thing.
Why is she looking straight at Cardi B? She can't hear a single word she's saying.
Listen, Cardi B was a stripper from the Bronx. All right. Okay. So she's already had a tough life. Oh, okay, I get it. All right, never mind. All right, keep going.
See? All right.
You can't see where you're
that's
going.
That's why I wanted to lay
you
down
said
the
it
ground
in English. English.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So handlers, like I said, can control anything you say. So there's another one with one of the Kardashians. You can look up that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. So there's
what are we looking up?
So it's another, just you can put MK Ultra, like
Kardashian. Ultra. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot. I think it's not.
Oh, I'm gonna let this little lady out.
It's not Chloe.
No, I think she wants to get out.
What are all their names? There's Kim.
Chloe, Kendall, Kylie, Kim, Courtney.
I think it's.
Don't ask me why I know all that, dude.
You fucking nailed it first time. Don't ask you.
Yeah,
how do you even know that?
Which is kind of embarrassing because I literally just said, I don't pay attention to public or current affairs.
There we go. Okay, strange moment. So we have a Kardashian
don't
video on YouTube. Oh,
Let me see if this is it. Let me see the video.
Is this it?
So yes, this is it.
Oh,
this
I've
it.
Seen this. I've seen
so
this.
So it says, strange moment.
It's fucking weird.
With,
so this
okay,
is a
strange
Courtney,
moment
that's
with
Courtney
Kardashian. / MK Ultra victim.
Yeah, so this is... She's going to talk, and then her handler, and see when you can think her handler shows up.
See, but this... Okay, before we even start this, so this goes...
Oh, good God.
This I watched originally on a compilation of, like, awkward news moments, and it's... I mean, it kind of also looks like it's her producer, or, like, her manager.
That's what I was thinking just now,
like,
is, like, what if it's their agent?
This is a...
Like, what
this
if
one's
it's
a
their...
far stretch, I'm going
to
say.
Because they're told to say certain things.
Yes.
It's like, hey, don't mention this, don't mention this, but hey, you could talk about your new book or your new
remember,
record.
Guys, I'm painting a very creepy picture for you.
Okay.
So
let's watch it.
I've watched these videos a lot, and I'm finding ones that I know exactly what you guys are going to say.
Okay, let's watch it, and hopefully listeners watch it with us, or listen.
Okay, so listen along. Strange moment with Kourtney Kardashian / MK Ultra victim.
Of our show, we were very empathetic about what happened and very sort of horrified. And so we were wondering, how is everyone going and how's Kim doing?
What? Okay.
She'll just stop talking.
I'm sorry, is there someone talking to you?
Yes, sorry.
Sorry about that. So I just was wondering
they
how
just
everyone's
came
doing.
In.
Hello, Courtney. Have we lost you?
Buffering.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Yeah. So. But she
did we get the point?
Okay,
that's
so
pretty
that,
much
I
the
can
point.
Hear somebody in the background that's clearly a publicist, though.
No, she says they just came in.
Oh.
That is, it's a weird...
But publicists do that. Publicists
no.
have friggin' free range. They can walk wherever they want.
No.
If her publicist was there, she'd be there the entire time.
That's
a good point.
You agree with that.
Yeah.
A publicist never leaves. Especially for those kind of people. And
right.
I've seen this clip a lot.
Yeah.
Because I weird, and on YouTube, I watch a lot of, like, awkward news compilations. Because I've run out of Vines.
Fresh out of Vines.
Fresh out of Vines. But this one pops up a lot. Not because it's weird, because the people think it's funny, but I can't agree that comic... The way that she says it is weird. Like, they ask her, like, oh, is someone talking to you? And she goes, yeah, they just walked in. Like, it's just... I don't know. And she's just, like, robotic. It is weird. It's weird.
Yeah.
I can give you that. I definitely
find the Cardi B one way more impactful, though.
Well, because it was the background girl. It was the girl that was, like, obviously,
we could see her.
Well, it was either, like, a, what are those called? Like, a brooch or something like that? Yeah. You know, like, something like a brooch on her fucking, like, shoulder.
Yeah.
But she was, like, doing this and, like, bending her, you know...
And Cardi B
her
broke.
Neck down.
Yeah. And she was like, bah!
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll give you this. Yeah. The next one is all three are very impactful. If you guys want to watch them all at once, that's fine too. But there's Al Roker, Eminem, or...
Oh, I already know that one.
You've seen the Eminem one?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Or, what's the other one that I want? Or Bruce Willis.
Okay, you get to pick one of those, because we've already watched two. So pick your poison there, buddy.
They're all kind of the same.
I mean, this is your episode. Okay. Lead us in this rabbit hole.
So...
What's going to make me go, like, oh my god, that was...
Because we went from, that was a good one,
to, I'm not so sure.
What do you think, which of those three is the...
Okay, Al Roker is probably the one.
Okay, do the Al Roker.
Fuck, I love Al Roker, too. I love how he's skinny now. Makes me so
happy.
And
that's the thing, too. A lot of people think, too.
I know, I'm so proud of him.
Al Roker, a lot of people think that he got skinny because he did finally get caught by the Illuminati.
Oh.
And this is what video proved.
And they tortured him into doing
and now he's under mind
control. You know, I mean, so far where we're at, I definitely like the MK Ultra from Red.
Yeah.
If anybody is unaware of that, like, it's the movie Red with John Malkovich and Bruce Willis.
But is that it?
It's a way more fun MK Ultra.
Yeah. So this is Al Roker on live television. Okay, unedited, everything like that.
Oh, he's way skinnier than I thought.
But this is when he's skinny.
Oh, no. He got the surgery and everything. Like, he looks super good.
He'll eat an apple?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He's not like on the machinist diet or anything like that. He's not like the Christian Bale.
Cheese and cigarettes.
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. So if you guys want to look it up online, it's Al Roker, MK Ultra, Mind Control Glitch Live. And my service isn't great.
So we're doing a buffering break. This podcast is brought to you by guacamole. So, which I wish I had.
Have you tried it?
It's wonderful.
It's delicious.
Add a jalapeno. Okay. Oh my god, it looks great.
Exactly
how you have to have a certain amount
of distance between
the bodies and your high. Yes, like they say in Catholic school, leave room for the Holy Ghost. Anyway, there is a lot of memories today, actually. It's a big day in music history. He's just like waiting for command. Elvis Presley.
Oh, that's a weird face. Oh.
What if he's just a weird person?
Okay.
That's a weird person thing to do.
Okay, then look up Bruce Willis.
Can we describe
Hold on.
Let's break this video down, like, step by step from the beginning, all right? Because for the listener, this has got to be super weird right now.
Yeah, we just played three YouTube clips
right.
in a row.
Okay.
They're like, what? I barely can hear it. It's muffled.
So Al Roker is doing a...
Times
Square interview with a rapist and a woman.
Oh, he's a rapist?
Yeah, Brian, whatever his name is, Matt Lauer. He's a handsy guy. Yeah, he's like a fucking 80s Italian person.
I didn't know.
He's like an 80s
movie. CJ again, isolating people.
He's like a man in an 80s Italian film.
Okay.
But Matt Lauer.
Yeah. I can't say that wasn't what I was expecting.
Yeah.
I was expecting him to say something weird, not instantly shut off when no one was talking to him. It's like he was like, it's like, oh, you're talking to me? Blah, 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 blah. Mm. You turn away. It's like he literally got turned off like a TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so, it's just like that pressure, though. Have you ever been under like undiscriminatory pressure where you're just like...
I mean, no,
you're
obviously.
On the spotlight all the time and you have to like... be like, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know what the pressure of being on primetime television will do to somebody.
I just think it's
where
it
they
was,
just shut down.
It was weird though.
It was weird.
And for someone like Al Roker, let's say he's 100% normal. Mm. He's been doing this for so long.
He's a professional. You're right. Yeah,
he knows how a wrong look or a wrong sentence or a bad phrase could go off the deep end.
Right.
He would know better than to just fucking blank out, like, the Matrix got turned off on him.
That's a good point, man.
Like,
that's a good point.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, that's why it was weird to me. I was like, well, okay, I expect more
like,
from
him. Like, he's
a professional.
Yeah.
And that's where they ended his career.
He should be looking at that.
Very recently, and he's been doing his career before he had the surgery and stuff.
Yeah.
So, there's a timestamp on how recent that could be.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where a lot of people think that.
It's definitely weird.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to, well, we don't have to watch a bunch of YouTube videos, but, like, that's what I was doing all day today.
We're going to put these up on our non-existent website.
No, yeah. Eventually. We'll post the links
to www.redacted.sbcglobal.net.
.org.
/.org.
.gov.
555.
You can find us on Earthlink.
Yeah. Please use Bing.
Yeah, we're only searchable by Bing.
We couldn't afford Google. But there's a lot of people that spoke out about it. Like I said, that we don't have to watch YouTube videos. But there is interviews with even Dave Chappelle, where he talks about how he was like pretty much he was like visited by Oprah and things like that, talking about his show being like feeling a little too racist and things like that. But he also talks about some people that like I think he was,
well, if any of these things,
Martin Lawrence,
if any of these things have a leader,
he talks about Martin Lawrence a lot. Dave Chappelle, really? Like, his whole thing about Martin Lawrence is like, if he could break down, because he was like one of the strongest men he's ever met, and if Martin Lawrence can break down, like, what luck do I have?
Martin Lawrence had a breakdown?
He had a mental breakdown, but he blames MK Ultra for it.
He does. Oh. Yeah, I've heard that. That's like one of the only.
He was like, he did an interview with Inside in the Actor's Studio, and then he did another one, and he talked about it again too.
Recently?
No, it
this was
like
before he disappeared. This was like kind of in the middle when he disappeared, like when he left the Chappelle show, but he was still doing interviews.
I think. It was at like the apex of the Chappelle show.
Are we talking about Chappelle or Lawrence? I'm talking about Lawrence.
Well, no, Chappelle was talking about Martin Lawrence.
No, Martin Lawrence had a breakdown?
Yeah.
He ran into the street?
Yeah,
like,
ran into the street
naked. Like
whoa!
And he said, they're coming to kill me. They're trying to kill me.
Yeah.
Didn't know about this.
He did a full Richard Pryor without the cocaine. Like, it was insane.
Wow. Yeah. And then I feel like I might be getting
fired, by the way.
Somebody of his family like got murdered or something like that as well, too. Like, it was this whole thing. So it's like,
oh, I didn't realize it was connected, dude. I'm just like, putting them together now. So, like, those are puzzle pieces.
People are talking about
putting
it
together now.
Yeah, and one of the things where they call it like Project Monarch is that if you notice a lot of people that have been suspected to be under the guise of the Illuminati, they use a lot of like butterfly monarchs in their allegories. And one of the people that was like Katy Perry is like that too, and like one of her music videos, she has just like butterflies all over her dress.
Oh, it's
and
like she's an insignia kind of thing.
Obviously, she doesn't like butterflies.
Yeah, no, it's obviously one thing.
She likes kissing other girls.
So yeah, a lot of people,
she likes it.
Yeah, so a lot of people think a lot like the schizophrenia and the stuff that's happening like with Trump, with with Kanye, is due to MK Ultra glitch.
Okay,
is Kanye with that?
Well, then they fucked up bad.
Well, that's what keeps happening. So all the so it keeps happening. So some of the people that have been affected.
That guy
by
is
it
so disobedient.
Were Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, God, I fucking love Lindsay Lohan.
Lady.
Kanye West.
I love Lindsay Lohan more than, like, my own two legs. Like,
I was going to say, you don't have children, so don't
I was about to say, because I was thinking about the children that I once would have with Lindsay Lohan, and they didn't exist, so I'll just insert my legs.
So, here's the crazy thing, is Lindsay Lohan went crazy. Mandy Moore.
Oh,
not Mandy Moore. From the Amanda Show.
Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, she went fucking Asian.
Britney Spears.
Hayward.
Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Also went crazy.
Okay.
Kanye West went crazy.
Mm. He's been crazy.
Eminem. Like, yeah, that. But here's the thing, though. Eminem had that.
But he was on drugs, though.
He had that MK. He had that MK Ultra thing. He talks about the Illuminati and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But those are.
What would Eminem be? The one that got away?
Yeah, but we don't need more evidence. We have like three solid people that have gone like fucking.
No, here's the thing. So here's the one thing that is like, when somebody is about to glitch, they have blonde hair.
Hmm.
Or have blonde hair is a symbolism of them.
Kanye's never had blonde hair.
He dyed his hair blonde before
he
went crazy.
He just recently dyed his
hair
blonde.
He dyed his hair like blonde a little while ago.
Fuck me.
Yeah. Amanda
Bynes.
She wore the blonde wig.
Yep, that's right.
Britney Spears
shaved
her blonde hair off.
Shaved her blonde
hair off. Is that their, is blonde like the rebellious?
It's when they start realizing the torture and everything that they went through. It's like when they glitch.
It might be cleansing or something.
It's like they're like MK Ultra is like, well, I mean, I can go super deep, but like MK Ultra goes into the sense of like mind, it's like into the sense of like mind control, where like they can actually.
I don't want to give you guys too much. Do it on your own.
Like the sex kitten thing is like, say Britney Spears was her sex kitten was this British personality, and there's even interviews where Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, and Britney Spears talk about having a different personality that lives inside of them. Cardi B talks about like that is the part of me that says bad things.
Really?
And she has a name for him.
What?
And calls him evil.
There's what? You never heard that?
No.
She refers to it as a guy.
Are you kidding
it's
me?
It's a little boy.
Well, and Nicki Minaj gave her other names as well. Like, her other personalities were different names.
So where she gets a British accent, she doesn't remember, those are all personalities.
Can we duck into, like, Chappelle a little bit? Because Chappelle was talking about the pressures of Hollywood.
Yeah.
When he was talking about Martin Lawrence. He was talking about the pressures of being scrutinized by the media.
But he also said, what is going on?
Yeah, he also said, what's going on? But, like, there's cameras on you all the time. There's, like, there's people watching your every move. Like, how would you act?
Yeah.
If somebody was watching you all the time, like, I couldn't jack off, like, I couldn't do anything, like, I couldn't, like, take a shit, like, you know, I couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to, I mean, if I can, I want to backtrack a little bit, though. You said earlier on that a lot of the prime candidates, if you will, are people that, like, you know, are born from high society, like a senator and a blah, blah, blah. I mean, but then you look at some of these people, some of these supposed, like, test subjects that are from nothing. Like, so where's the explanation in that? Like, you've got, like, Dave Chappelle, I'm sure, is not the son of a senator. Cardi B, it was a nobody that you said, CJ. Eminem.
Stripper from the Bronx.
From Detroit.
She wasn't a nobody. Stripper from the Bronx.
Okay, sorry. Sorry.
It's a hard life, and who knows what she...
But that's what I'm saying. I was like, right, so are they really just looking for anybody? Or is this whole formula crap?
But during, like, the 80s, there was this scare in Los Angeles where there was this white van with a... Everyone described it as a white van with, like, TVs in it and a cage.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure. I'm not saying it's not out.
Wait, can we circle back on that?
So, like I said, you guys can have it, and I will give you new information.
I'm really curious about the white van, because, like, the 80s in Hollywood is a very strange time. Like, Manson, like, all that shit. Like, it was a very strange time.
Pretty sure there's a video, actually, on YouTube. I don't know if it's in the 80s, maybe more recent than that, but there's a guy who caught a van similar to that, with a camera set up inside. They were recording it for weeks.
Right.
Just outside his house.
Who was that guy? Hemingway. Hemingway thought
he was... that guy.
No, Hemingway thought he was being tracked by the FBI for his entire life. His entire life. And his whole family was like, no, you're not, no, you're not, no, you're not. But, like, 2 years ago, information was released that Hemingway was being tracked by the FBI.
Yeah.
And he was right on it. Like, his phones were tapped.
Killed himself.
Okay, well, he was a good fighter.
No, I'm just saying, whatever, you know, quote-unquote, who knows?
Well,
he
that's true. That's a good point. Maybe he was snuffed. Hemingway knew he was being tracked by the FBI.
And it was obvious he
knew. And it was clear. It was clear he knew. He knew his phones were tapped because there was a clicking in his phone.
Yeah.
But his whole family was like, no, you're being crazy. You're exactly. the same way. You're artist. Be an artist. Be a nutcase.
Yeah, like, which goes back to what Chappelle was saying in that same interview. He goes, we got to stop calling him crazy. Like,
right.
Yeah.
There's something going on.
It's not
here.
Helping anybody.
Yeah, there's something more going on here. Yes, they might be crazy, but it has nothing to do with the fact that this is a mental illness. It's somebody that is produced, and it's generated, and it's created, which is what a lot of people think MKUltra is. And who knows, like, to say, like, this is the information, what they know is that this is how they apparently were able to successfully do MKUltra through Project Paperclip and things like that. That's what they would do. But who's to say, like, now they can take anyone at any age and do it, and make them a star.
I just feel like there's much more vulnerable candidates for this kind of project. If they had a project, why is it so random?
I think that's the point, though. It's random.
Why is it so random?
It's random because they can make whoever they want, whoever they want.
Exactly.
Like, it doesn't really matter who it is.
But if I was talking, like, on, like, if I was the FBI, and I was like, or if I was MK Ultra, or whoever, Michael Kors Ultra, and if I was, like, this person, I'd be like, oh, well,
Global Ultra.
I would be like, hey, the Disney Channel, perfect, everybody from them.
Yeah.
Like, all these preteens thinking they're going to be famous for the rest of their lives,
kids. Disney Channel is Britney Spears.
That's things.
Timberlake got out free
The thing to think about is no project has 100% success rate. Some of them are going to fail. And fuck, for all I know, that's what the Disney Channel is. It's the fucking testing tube.
What about Shia LaBeouf, that fucking beautiful artist?
Yeah, he was Shia LaBeouf was on the Disney Channel, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he was Even with Stevens. Even Stevens, yeah.
Yeah.
Great fucking show, by the way.
Holes.
Amazing
Holes
show.
Holes is an amazing movie.
Holes is an amazing movie.
Also Even Stevens was an amazing show. First book I ever read completely through. Oh, Chapter 2 is only a paragraph.
His sister, like, his sister on Even Stevens.
Oh, babe. Oh.
Babe, total babe, but total babe.
I think
I don't know if it holds up, but
I think your argument though, CJ, is actually the point.
Yeah,
like there doesn't have to be a criteria because they're this powerful. They can make whoever they want into whatever they want.
Well, exactly. It's just like a big fucking spinning wheel of fucking famous people. Like,
I mean, how else do you explain the fact that I'm not famous?
It's like fucking red jumpsuit. I'm hilarious. It's like
how
they got their name.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Throw Jordan's gonna be a great band if no one knows.
Yeah, great band.
Red jumpsuit. But it could be the red jumpsuit apparatus was trying really hard to get famous.
Mm.
And then their record, or like someone who's like one of their managers, you know, like Rhys Darby and Flight of the Conchords, like very low-end manager goes, I know somebody.
Not necessarily the person that's vulnerable, but the people around them.
And they go, I know these people, they'll help you out.
Right.
And they go, hey, I helped you out, I got you gold record, so...
So,
where do we go from here?
Put this mic in your ear and see where it goes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because a lot of MKUltra... Let's get you to say some statements on film.
You know what? That's... Okay, so... A lot of MKUltra is blackmail. Okay, fair enough. Fair point. It might be the people
that
are around.
And not just that, there's actually a recent study, I actually just read about it today. I can't give you the name because I don't remember, it's really fresh in my mind, but not, I wasn't reading it that hard, like, full heartedly. But there was a study done that pretty much proved, with given a certain amount of hours with a trained, like, interrogative professional, you can convince somebody that they committed a crime.
Yeah.
And get them to give detailed explanation of something they never fucking did. And that's just through conversation.
Right. No, I've seen the first 48. No,
that's what I'm saying. We know
you did it.
Yeah. We've all seen Law and Order SVU.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just bring in Elliot Stabler. But he'll get you. I confess.
Anything for you, sir.
But no, I mean, like, I think it just proves, like, if you can do that in a couple of hours just through interrogation.
Right.
Yeah.
Imagine what you can do with a set-up system.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
that's almost
with years of planning,
what's that Netflix show? Like, the documentary with, the semi-documentary with the, where they convinced the kid he committed a murder. Come on.
Making a Murder.
Making Murder. Yeah.
And his nephew confessed to me.
After series and series.
I mean, that's why there's a fucking...
Of you did it. He's like, well, I guess I did.
There's a whole clause for confessing under duress.
But
the study I was talking about goes a little further than that. Right, this was getting random people to paint a picture.
Yeah.
Of something that they never even fucking did.
Yeah.
And then I'm just saying, imagine what you could do, like you said, with that whole, like, you know, year of love, year of neglect, with chemicals induced in between that.
Mm.
Like, you're grooming these people. You have years versus hours.
Yeah.
Mm.
You can set up their whole fucking life.
Yeah.
Pretty much just gave my entire position on this podcast right now.
Yeah.
I fucking vote.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's the point.
The vote is in.
Yeah.
It's no, true, everybody. We did it.
I definitely, like, you'd be dumb, I guess, not to think that it's plausible.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's evidence of it actually, yes, that it's happening. Yes. In 1977, the U.S. government, the CIA, was sued by, like, 7 individuals of this happening, and they found evidence into it, and they were... met a settlement of $100,000 each.
Yeah.
Which is very low considering years of torture.
A settlement alone admits guilt, right?
Exactly. Like, they didn't want to take it to court.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't want to get this deeper. You settle because you fucked up.
And one person spoke out and talked about it and what happened and things like that. And it's, you're right. It's extensive torture over months and months and months.
Yeah.
And they denied it. But people were like, when I snapped out of my hypnosis and I saw him, I knew exactly who was the person who tortured me and all these things. But they went years and years and years and doing those stuff.
Years, yeah.
And have you heard of The Catcher in the Rye?
The book?
Yeah. Well, not the book.
Okay. Like, there's a thing.
The rabbits?
Catcher in the
Rye. Back to the rabbits.
Apparently, if you look at any like major assassinations, Catcher in the Rye is always involved. And
okay, so, but
Okay, for me, and maybe some listeners out there explain, because I've only ever seen the movie in high school. I've never read the book.
Okay, well, for that, like, what it would be is, like, Catcher in, like, so this is, like, like we're talking about, like, trigger words and trigger things like that. Like,
yes,
Catcher
yes.
in the Rye is, like, this weird thing that a lot of people theorize is, like, an actual, like, trigger in such a way of, like, sleeper cells.
The entire story?
Just the book, I guess, itself. So, like, the John Lennon assassination.
It's like, you hand someone the book and they're just, like, kill.
If they are one of those people, it's, like, that is, like, a trigger thing where it's, like, super low-key. So they could be reading the book throughout months. And stuff like that. And apparently, like, by the time they're done or at a certain point in the book or something like that, they just know that this book is associated for some reason with assassinations.
Interesting. You started saying John Lennon.
John Lennon, the guy who killed John Lennon.
Yes.
He was reading Catcher in the Rye at the time and referred to it as
well. Okay.
The assassinated JFK.
Jack Ruby.
Well, Man in the Window.
Jack Ruby.
Was it Jack Ruby that was in the window?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Ruby killed the guy. Oh, what was his name?
Who's the one who shot the guy who shot Kennedy?
CJ.
CJ, who's the guy who shot Kennedy?
Who's the guy who shot
Kennedy? Why can I not think of it?
The guy.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
I can't think of John Wilkes Booth, and I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah, that's Abraham Lincoln, friend.
CJ's favorite phrase.
Oh, yeah. Six Semper Tyrannis.
No, sorry. Lee Harvey Oswald
runs away with a broken leg.
Lee Harvey Oswald shot Kennedy. Jack Ruby shot Oswald.
Yes.
That's what I was getting at.
I was like, wait.
No, I know.
They're associated.
Yes.
And Catcher in the Rye was always a thing.
Oh, so Oswald was reading Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, that's two prominent assassinations with one book in common.
Yeah. And, like, there's a few other ones.
What was the other book? It was the guy from the Beatles.
Okay, that's what he...
That's what you're saying.
Oh,
the guy... Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to
the Yeah.
CJ definitely didn't leave the room.
I definitely was here the whole time.
AJ was saying the guy who killed Lennon was in the middle of reading Catcher in the Rye.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. And then so was Lee Harvey Oswald.
Fun.
So, like, AJ's point was that the Catcher in the Rye as a book
is
a trigger.
Yeah, is MK Ultra as a as an influence.
Yeah, but a lot of literature is as well too. So one of the other pieces of literature that would be also Alice in Wonderland and then the movie Wizard of Oz.
Oh yeah, I've heard tons about.
And one of the things that Lindsay Lohan did when she went into rehab, which rehab is also just sorry to step back. Rehab is also not rehab. It's rehabilitation more than anything else.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
It's like reprogramming.
Yeah.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
It's not like reprogrammed.
Okay.
A lot of people think that's what happened to Dave Chappelle. He went away for a long time, then came back, and now he's like jacked and he's buff and he's acting like he doesn't even say anything really about him leaving. So a lot of people think
he did like a Cat Stevens kind of thing though. He went to Africa.
Yeah, but then he also disappeared forever, though. Like, he was gone for, like, 3 or 4 years instead of being in the limelight 24/7.
Okay.
But, like, Lindsay Lohan, when she went into rehab, the only thing she tweeted during her time in rehab was a quote from Wizard of Oz.
Are you kidding me? The only time in rehab was a quote for Wizard of Oz?
What was it?
It was the rainbow or whatever thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like one over the rainbow, blah, 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 blah. So it's like there's all these signs and all these things that talk about, like, that's where MK Ultra takes place. And, like, now that's... So, like, everything else is, like, obviously those are scientific facts. Like, these are historical facts. These things did happen.
Right.
But where I'm going with the conspiracy theory, which I'm asking you guys and the listeners to start figuring out, is, like, do you guys believe that MK Ultra is part of the Illuminati, and also do you think it's controlling the media, in a sense, and even if political point of views? Or do you think this is something like CJ said, where he said, these people are stressed out, they're really tired, these things could just, we don't understand how the
body
can...
Yeah, we would never know.
Yeah, so...
Could we go under that pressure?
Before we even go to the decision process, I do want to let the listeners know, like, this is the very, like, skimming the surface of MK Ultra.
Yeah, it goes a lot deeper.
Don't listen to this podcast and then go tell your friends, like, listen to what I learned.
Yeah. I mean, you could. It's still real.
Look, yes.
It's all still
this
stuff,
is
but
this
goes
deeper.
This
is a very, very, like, small little nugget. For what?
Nothing. Just the word nugget.
I love chicken nuggets.
All right.
Keep going. But, yes, okay, so as someone, you know, sitting here right now,
doing this and who I've read up on MKUltra before, I know a little bit more than some of these listeners might know just hearing this podcast. I definitely believe that MKUltra is a thing. I believe that the Illuminati is a thing. I've never once thought that they were connected, but now actually kind of like talking about them both together seems kind of stupid not to think so, because who else would be doing something like this than the Illuminati and the Freemasons, stuff like that. Actually, growing up, my neighbor, three houses down, was actually the headmaster for the Freemasons sect in Lake Forest. And he was a very nice guy. But, you know,
apparently.
But, no, like, these, I definitely think these groups are real, and now actually kind of hearing this and really thinking about the two as I guess, a whole. Yeah, I mean, who else would be doing MKUltra than the Illuminati? They're the ones with the ulterior motives and the higher objective. So, yeah, I mean, I'm on board.
Yeah. CJ, what do you think?
So, you know what's fucking weird is, like, I keep circling back in my head, like, and not saying it out loud, is Scientology. I keep coming back to this powerful, like, you know, like, L. Ron Hubbard, this, like, this something that I don't believe in, but these people do very wholeheartedly, and it's because they hold something against you that you can't refute. It's because if you go into Scientology and tell them all your feelings, they have ammo against you. And that's where I keep coming to. It's like Tom Cruise, right? Like, a very famous person has had the most success that we've ever seen in an actor. Like, a beautiful wife, beautiful kids, and he is held back by this certain, like,
he just can't help but to be crazy.
He can't help but to be nuts. He's just nuts because there's a power holding him nuts. So I don't think that I've never really believed in something sinister. I've never thought that there was, like, a underground, you know, prophecy, like, spinning these people into weird different directions. But I think that there is a human being, a person, and an industry behind these things, like, spouting nonsense, telling them to do, you know, abstract things and, you know, act in abstract ways.
It's so almost
I almost think it's, like, a Scientology. It feels like Scientology.
It's almost like, if this is all real, let's say for the sake of argument that it is,
that
everyone else is in line. The Scientologists are the fanatics that are going overboard, and the Illuminati is like, guys, calm the fuck down.
Right.
Like, you guys are making us look bad, you're outing us, and they're just like, no, dude!
Yeah.
Aliens!
Listen, there's a lot of... There's a
like
lot
the
of
guy like... from Ancient Aliens with the hair. It's like, yeah, I'm saying it's aliens! Yeah. But it's aliens.
Dude, there's a lot of high-rise apartments I've never seen. There's a lot of areas in the world I've never seen. There's a lot of secret,
and
you know,
the
things.
The whole building is a Scientology building.
Yeah,
the whole fucking building.
There's lots of things I've never seen. So I'm not. I will never say that something weird's not going down. I'm sure something weird's going down.
Yeah.
But I think at this point, I think it's a little bit more Eyes Wide Shut, and a little bit less Illuminati.
Okay. Nice full circle. I like that. We'll bring back to the Eyes Wide Shut thing.
Is that?
I mean, it does go for a soaker, because isn't Tom Cruise in Eyes Wide Shut as well?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, hey! I think...
And the cat's in the cradle of the silver spoon.
Whoa. I think in the end of the day, I mean, everyone just keep an open mind. Like, you have to understand that there are always higher powers, like, in play. Like, there's always people behind the scenes. In any circumstances, like, you can even say it as a prime example, like, you know, you have the president, like, we'll go back to George Bush.
Yeah.
Who really made a lot of decisions? Cheney. Like, you always have someone in the wings.
A handler
making these decisions.
Chelsea.
It depends on the depth of it. Like, who knows how far it goes. But I think we would be fools to think that there's not a group we don't know about.
Yeah, it's almost like...
It's the government, theory, like, man. It's all capitalism. Like,
yeah. It's almost like, how could you not believe...
Not to go again. Not you to fucking get... teenage girl.
Not
what are you talking
sorry,
about?
Sorry, sorry. My point was, I knew the second I said that, CJ's just fucking triggered. Like...
What are you talking about?
I meant, like, a lot of these people, like, they're, like, these high society class, it's all about making a buck. Like, you know, a lot of these things they do is run off of making money. It's all a business to them. We are a business to them. And we're the material.
They need a security blanket. They
exactly.
Can't, to control, that's what to I control meant. A celebrity is seems really reasonable because it's like, that's an investment. Yeah. You're putting a lot of money billions. In it. Billions of money. Like, how much like rap artists make, how much celebrities make, like Robert Downey Jr. is so much.
So much.
But if they go crazy or if they immediately stop, like, I'm watching... Sorry, this podcast is brought to you by Showtime's Kidding. Starring Jim Carrey. Watching that show, it like kind of like made everything make sense. It's like there's a lot of pressure, and like how much investment goes into a certain person as an image becomes more expensive than the human being itself. Mm. Is that like...
They're the source. They lose all humanitarian value.
Yeah, you can see like...
It's all monetary.
We won't give too much away, but like at work, we see images of like Kanye West as a thing. Kanye West is it. Post Malone is that. Like, you look at it, you can see a picture, a crude drawing of his face, and you go... You know exactly who that is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of investment that goes into that. And if you have somebody where, like, now Kanye West is, like, with Trump and everything, now people, what do you instantly see when you see Kanye? You go, Trump.
Yeah.
And so it can teeter completely. You can go cause dropout, or you can go, he loves Trump.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a teetering point. So there's a lot of investment in stuff. And so I don't think that mind control is not prevalent. Like, obviously that's a real thing.
Yeah.
My only thing where I would believe it is because, like I said, there's so much investment that goes into, like, celebrities and things like that, that, like, they would not want to fuck that up. Like, them cracking like that, like, I've seen a lot of videos, like, we won't bore the listeners with visuals.
visuals they can't see.
Yeah, visuals, I don't want them, like, the old gramophone. Yeah. They're, like, listening, like,
hopefully I can figure out what they're doing.
45-minute reenaction of us playing out Cardi B's video.
So I don't want it to be too much, but there are a lot of videos online that if you do watch them, they get creepier and weirder. There's random people. There's, like, news anchors that have moments where I've seen one where a news anchor literally is drooling.
Mm.
She's doing, like, Al Roker type thing, and she's just sitting there with her head tilted, and drool comes out of her mouth.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Like, there's Jesus things like Christ. That.
I have not seen that one.
Yeah, there's crazy, crazy ones.
Let's make sure to do that after the podcast.
Yes. Yeah. So there's other ones, too, where I'm not sure what it's from. Mm. It's from, like, some show. I don't know. They might be famous, and I'm sorry if I'm bad at it. But she, like, the guy's talking, and... Mind you, like, when these things happen, it's because they're trigger words.
Yeah.
Of trauma as well, too. So certain things like Al Roker with his situation, not to back it up, but like, or to sidestep, but like with Al Roker, they said something about Catholic school.
Mm.
And when she says that, he immediately triggers.
Oh, shit, really?
And he turns off.
I didn't hear what she said.
The timing is almost exact. So there could have been something where they used Al Roker's... Like, because he's older. So they could have been like, what happened to you? Oh, I would, you know, because it's abuse. It could be sexually, he was sexually abused.
Yeah,
I'm not saying anything. I'm not breaking news. Al Roker was sexually molested.
As an example.
But you've heard it first, gentlemen.
And women.
Al Roker was sexually abused by the Catholic Church.
We are not calling out the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Last thing we need is MKUltra coming to our door. The Men in Black. But things like that, like, let's say that would be a good example. That's a pretty good example of that type of situation happening.
Yes.
So I don't, so to put it into perspective, I do believe in it a lot. Obviously I'm presenting it. I do believe in it. I really wish I didn't.
Yeah.
I think that's more of what it is.
It would be nice if this wasn't our world.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that
there's too much evidence.
I'd like to reframe my argument. I think I have a very simple way to put this.
Okay.
To just put a nice little bow on everything.
Yeah, let's tie it up.
All right, here we go. It's Eyes Wide Shut, not Vanilla Sky.
Okay.
Tom Cruise is in both films.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But a lot of people say that people reach out who are part of the MK Ultra. They reach out through
their art.
Like I said, with that, and like Tom Cruise could be doing that as well too.
Yeah,
with doing wanting to do Eyes Wide Shut. He's like, dude, that I know. I can do that because this is like this is what we're going through. How else can I speak out, like, without being like murdered or made to look like I'm a schizophrenic?
Because not every single thing can be controlled. That is one outlet.
Yeah.
I mean, I think bottom line is for anybody listening to this podcast, the whole point of it is keep an open mind.
Mm.
That's literally, I think, for the three of us, our whole point to get across is you don't have to fucking dive deep and be like, oh my god, conspiracies are, like, the shit.
Yeah.
But, like, just keep an open mind. Like, anything's possible.
Yeah, we're getting to that point. It's kind of funny to... You're right. Like, the example of Prime was, like, when we first started, we talked about Flat Earth.
Flat Earth, yeah.
And now we're to the point where, like, the podcast is evolving as a structural thing, and, like, and as we talk, and, like, as we're talking about the conspiracy theories, we are evolving and going like,
yeah,
you know,
as
what?
People.
Yeah, we're becoming more molded.
We're growing with you.
Yeah. So this is actually, I like that. I like that
we're
idea
in this
that we're
together,
finding
you
it.
Know?
So yeah, keep an open mind. Yeah. Yes, that is, I think that's one good thing to take away from it. And also, Eyes Wide Shut.
Wait, is the truth is out there taken?
I think so.
Okay. Yes.
But
we don't have to make a slogan. That one's gone.
The truth is out there. That's...
We'll put a pin in that one.
Yeah, right. We'll throw some jars on a board.
Something like red jumpsuit apparatus.
Definitely on the board. Definitely on the board.
On the board, cool.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
So, final one word. Do you guys agree or disagree that MKUltra is what is going on in Hollywood right now?
I'll agree to a degree.
So
ooh, it rhymed.
So do a percentage.
Yeah.
Okay. How much percentage do you agree?
I'll give it. I'll give it like a 80-20.
80-20?
I'll give it a high 80-20.
40-60.
40-60,
yeah.
60 disbelief.
60 disbelief, 40 believe.
Oh, yeah, we're doing, the first is belief, disbelief.
So yeah, so 40 believe, 60 disbelief.
You're on the way low end.
I'm almost like 100%.
You're almost 100%.
100%.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty good spread. We got 180, 20, 40, 60.
I'm like 95% bare minimum.
Wait, you were 100 and now you're 95?
I'm saying if you
I think you're foolish not to say 95. You gotta leave a little bit of doubt.
Yeah.
Give yourself a little
credit. Because like you said, like, you convinced me to give a little doubt because you said, like, we can't fully understand what they go through. Like,
you
the,
say
what
100.
The body,
yeah,
what happens to the body.
You say 100, you sound like a psycho.
Yeah,
yeah.
But, like, when the body goes through, like, you know, when they do a movie, like, the Bruce Willis one where it's really weird... he's doing Live Free or Die Hard, like, publicity stuff.
Yeah.
So he's literally on a plane every night, pretty much.
Yeah.
Staying at random places, moving,
dude,
for almost, like, six months straight.
I get stressed when I order food by myself.
Yeah.
Like, I can only imagine what somebody's going through when all eyes are looking at them.
For,
like,
years and years.
For years and years and years.
Nonstop.
Like, it's crazy. I mean, and that's the doubt, though, is, like you said, it, on your side, CJ, that could just be a crazy toll on a person.
It could just
cause you to weird out.
But
What was that actor that went nuts in San Diego? That the director. It was a director.
What?
No, it might be.
Yeah.
There was a director. He directed, like, a lot of famous films. And in San Diego, he ran naked through the streets. And his girlfriend at the time said he was doing no drugs. And just
broke
down. Oh,
wasn't the guy who did that crazy charity?
Jared something? Was it Jared? Not the Subway guy, but Jared.
I thought,
like,
he was the guy who was doing all that crazy, awesome charity
South
stuff.
South Park did an episode about
it. Yeah, he was doing charity stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think he was.
He was on no drugs and he broke down and ran naked through the streets.
And he jerked off.
Oh! Okay, now Cody's on there.
I'm here now.
No, that solidifies. It's a fact. Cody didn't know what we were talking about until I said that. He's like, I don't know. I have no clue. I don't know. He jerked off.
Oh! Let me just look through my calendar.
For all the listeners, he also made a Cardi B face, like, right after that. He just, like, straight paused there at the ground.
He's been drooling for the last 20 seconds.
Yeah. But once we said jerking off,
my trigger word.
He's back, baby.
Masturbation. But no,
anyways.
I still don't know his name, but I know exactly
what it was. A charity.
It was a director,
and he was said to be completely normal. Like, I can't remember much about him, I remember that story.
Yeah. It was a big story.
It was probably the only reason I probably even paid attention to that news reel was that they said he jerked off, and I was like, oh!
Yeah.
That's weird.
Hello.
So yeah, so...
Fucking, what's that, Family Feud? Show me masturbation.
Show me dick salad.
So
let's be, everyone be aware.
Be aware. Keep an open mind.
Watch your back, people.
Yeah. The monarch is after you.
They're coming from you.
The monarch! keep an open mind.
And then for everyone listening, we are in the midst of, you know, setting up a social media page and a email if you guys want to contact us for topic suggestions or feedback. Like, we definitely want feedback. Please be nice. We are fragile.
So fragile.
So fragile. If you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. But it's not made yet. We will let you know, guys know it the second it is live.
Yeah, and then we'll post the links in whatever website we're on. Wherever we may drop our hat.
Yes, it won't be Bing.
As much as we wish.
Yes. As much as we wish, it will not be Bing. But yeah, so.
Well, thanks for listening, you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast.
Yeah, bring it on in.
If you guys don't know already, I was AJ.
Cody.
CJ.
Thank you guys so much for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to this stuff. Bye.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.